Talking today with Dr. Kim Anderson of Oklahoma State University, Professor Emeritus, the guru, though, when it comes to our wheat marketing efforts. And Kim, let's talk a little bit about some of the value of this crop versus 2010. At this point in 2010, we were bumping along in the $3 plus range for wheat. As we speak, it's over $8 a bushel at most locations across the state of Oklahoma. Even with fewer bushels, we're going to have a pretty good value crop.
Yeah, as we were discussing, I was surprised when we put the figures to it. You take a 70 million bushel crop in Oklahoma, which is, you know, compared to the 105 average or the, 124, 126 last year. But with $8.25 wheat, which I used, you know, you've got almost a $580 million crop there compared to, you know, just below $700 million last year.
So while we've got a lot fewer bushels, we're not going to be seeing nearly as much drop in the value back to our producers.
That's correct. The price, as you know, with limited supply, price often offsets that. We've talked about that in the past, how price offsets the reduction in production. And that's good for our producers. I think what it's not good for, or it's not going to help, is our elevators and our agricultural industry that relies on the volume of the product going through the market.
And, of course, for those producers that didn't get a crop, they had to bale their wheat or they had to zero it out.
That's correct. You know, 75-80% of them had insurance. Insurance with the government supports is, I think, is a necessity and an essential part of production now. So some of the producers had the insurance. Of course, it didn't replace 100% of that. It kept them in business. It didn't give them as if they had a 30 to 40 bushel crop with 750 wheat even.
Obviously, with a smaller crop, one of the things we've heard from several people, some of the worries about having enough seed wheat. What are you hearing at this point? Is that going to be a very big concern come September, October?
Yeah, there's going to be two big concerns on the seed wheat. One is the limited supply of seed wheat, but second is the cost. We did a program a while back. The cost to produce a bushel of or an acre of seed wheat is about $380. If you start doing some math of some of these seed wheat fields, 20 bushels, 25 bushels per acre, you're looking at $16, $17 break even just for per bushel for the seed wheat. You start adding the additional cost of that and the profit, you're talking $17, $18, $20 a bushel for your seed wheat. So as the producers pencil this in, one, they got to realize that it's going to be short supply, and two, it's going to be more expensive than it's been in the past.
So if the guy's got some wheat, maybe they're going to just scoop it out of their bin.
They possibly will just use bin-run wheat for their seed next year. I think they need to be careful about that because the market is very sensitive to quality. We've seen the low proteins in the past where, you know, very weak basis moving into the feed market because the mills won't take it. Exports won't take less than 12% protein wheat. So we've got to produce a clean, good test weight, good protein level wheat, or else we can't move it into the food market, and then we're taking strong discounts on that wheat. And they will, I think, they if they do not use a good quality seed, it's going to limit their ability to get the quality product, and it's going to limit the price they get for it in 12.
One last question about the 2011 crop. The one thing we are hearing, good test weights and really pretty good protein levels.
Oh, yes, and that's going to help our market. Oklahoma has been handicapped in the past couple of years with low protein wheat and pretty high dockage. I think producers with their canola are taking care of this dockage and form material, the rye problem. And with the good protein, that's going to make us competitive in the export market and in the flour market domestically.
Grain market economist Dr. Kim Anderson. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.